Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neeson.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The U.S. set a milestone in the year 2000. It had eliminated measles through the measles vaccine.
Now, a quarter century later, measles is making a comeback because fewer people are getting vaccinated. Anti-vaccine groups, as well as Robert F. Kennedy, the head of Health and Human Services, are falsely claiming the vaccine is unsafe.
Most people don't know that before the vaccine, which became available over 50 years ago, 3 to 4 million measles cases caused about 500 child deaths every year in the U.S.
Complications included pneumonia and encephalitis, which is swelling in the brain that caused seizures, and deafness or intellectual disability.
Pregnant women with measles could have premature births and stillbirths. Measles also causes immune amnesia, which means the immune system loses memory of all previous pathogens, including ones previously vaccinated against. So the Texans caught up in the current measles outbreak are vulnerable to common disease pathogens for months and years into the future.
Compared to the dangers of measles, side effects of the MMR vaccine are mild. Studies show 1 in 4,000 children will get febrile seizures 1 to 2 weeks after the vaccine. No measles vaccine or any other vaccine causes autism.
Talk to your doctor about getting vaccinated and do it for the people who can't. Children, unborn and newborn babies, and anyone with a weakened immune system.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.